Thank you, Jesus. Sunday morning, January the 2nd, 2022. The teaching today is called Unplugging from the Matrix. I made it a point to watch the movie after the Lord gave me this teaching, and I have some notes about what I heard as I listened to the original, the first one, which was not too bad. I didn't notice much language, but a lot of fighting and stuff like that. But anyway, you're going to see how it parallels with where we live today. What is the matrix? The matrix is a mental simulation. A mental simulation. In other words, it's a mind game. We were born into this system and we have been programmed to this system by its means and methods. It's called the image of the beast. How do we break free from the matrix? Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, you get up on the altar and you say, okay, Lord, do with my life whatever you want. I no longer have a say. A lot of people never get there. And be not conformed to this world. You could say it's the matrix. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, cleared our mind of what system we've been born into and programmed into. The Word of God will show us His ways. We'll know His will. Isn't that what it's all about? Learning His will, His ways, not the ways of the matrix, the simulation which we've been in since we've been born. All right, we have come a long way, but if you are swayed, you know that the job is not complete. If all the stuff you see coming out of everywhere sways you, then you know the job's not quite complete. Me, I've just gotten to where there's not much to even listen to that I don't even want to anymore. I've got my mind made up. I already know. And I don't want to hear any more of the other. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. All right. I've said before that Satan's simulation is an illusion. The reality is only found in Christ Jesus. Now, they would tell you this is the real world, and everything you believe about God and this and that, that's the illusion, but it is not. What God says in His Word is the reality. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and what? The truth shall make you free. What has the matrix made us? Slaves. All right, I want to read to you 1 Timothy 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and His doctrine be not blasphemed. See, we overcome and master evil with good. That's the amplified version of that. We're to pray for our leaders, wicked as they are. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved. Partakers of the benefit, these things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strives of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, for such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That's what's wrong with the world system, the love of money. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Well, we're in that time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. This is what we're going through with COVID. But they made up their own science and they have let go of real science, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. God made the earth perfect for his man and placed him in it to call things he wanted. We know that the beast sabotaged and hijacked it. Jesus came and restored it back into the pre-fall state. We can live in the pre-fall state if we will renew our minds and unplug from the matrix. People are waiting for the rapture so they can have a new life. Whenever the new life is in us, the kingdom of God is within. At any time, we can choose to go that way. Here are a few examples of how we have been brainwashed. Now, remember the food charts I had up here yesterday? Now, I want you to listen to me now. Sugar decays your teeth. Really? Who says? You must have 8 hours of sleep and drink 8 glasses of water a day. Who says? I was awakened at 1 o'clock this morning, and I won't describe why, but I got up and I went in there and sat down in the living room in the recliner. I said, Lord, what is going on? And what can I do about it? And I prayed for a couple of hours, dozed in and out of sleep. And finally, the Holy Spirit said to me, this is the key, praying in the Spirit. Because God's medicine has to come through the Word and through praying in the Holy Spirit. That's the changing of our mindsets to receive His Word. Not by means and methods. The world has set down all their means and methods. Go to any pharmacy and any grocery store. There's thousands of means to help. What does that do? It keeps you from full dependency on God. I was quickened to the Havershams. The Havershams, they're both passed away now, but I think it was Phil and, was it Fern or Haverson?
Fern.
Fern? Fern, whatever. Anyway, I think the Lord just took him at age 68. They were intercessors, and she said they would be awakened, maybe only had 1 hour of sleep, and they'd pray all night long, and they'd have more energy than if they'd had 8 hours of sleep. So don't buy into what the world says. Everything they say, they're trying to tell you what to do and take control of your life by telling you, you need to do this and you need to do that. We've been hearing it since we were old enough to understand. Do you really need that sleep? The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body by that Spirit that dwells in you. God's healing and all the things of the kingdom are inside. And we have a connection. We don't have to go out here. These foods are good for you and these foods are bad for you. You must take your vitamins. You need to exercise. You need to have your blood pressure at a certain place. You need to have your triglycerides and your cholesterol and all the blah, blah, blah. All have to be at these levels. Or we're going to give you a drug to help lower it that makes you even sicker. Think about it. This is the matrix. It is not meant to help you. Even though some doctors, they don't know. I do believe there's those that don't know, but there's a whole lot that do. Their agenda of the world system is not to help you. I was going to read the Magic Kingdom again. I forgot to bring it in here, but it's all about Satan's illusion. The illusion he has had us under, the simulation he's had us under, and how the Lord in his mercy has awakened us to see the truth. If we're complete in him, then that tells me everything we need is right inside. The hard part is unlearning all the garbage, all the indoctrination. That's the hard part. That's where the renewing of the mind comes in. You should weigh this much. Your vaccines are good for you. They've been manipulating vaccines from the very beginning, not just now. You must have your annual checkups. Now they want you to have them or you can't do anything, can't go anywhere. Oh, don't touch that. It's poison. Really? I don't know if it's a video or if it was just typed out of this guy that he said, I've handled, I think it was mercury and plutonium in my hand. Felt no harm. You know, they tell you this, why? Probably because those canisters that say that probably have adrenochrome in them. We are taught that certain things are deadly. How does faith work? By what you believe. And if you have belief in all of these things, I could go on. I could probably sit down and write 100 things. But these are just a few examples. It comes based on what you believe. When they indoctrinate children early, it's always fear-based. And it's always control. From kindergarten all the way up. And then the universities, they go full-fledged liberal. These people that are so crazy, they can't put two sentences together. They couldn't add a nickel and a dime together and find out what it even is. All right. I believe you get the point. The matrix is to keep you living and operating in fear. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a new law operating that overrides that other. It doesn't usually happen overnight. Hebrews 10:16 says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts. Here's the difference. Not here. Here. This will override this. And in their minds will I write them. There's the renewing of the mind right there. When we're born again, it's all in there. And as we begin to get our minds renewed, our thinking processes begin to change and we see things for the way they really are, not the matrix. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The sons of God are not led by fear. Oh, you know, if you don't comply, the kingdom's in us. Jesus said that when he was here. This is Luke 17. You can turn with me to that one. Luke 17, 20. Everybody's waiting for some big explosion, a big something other to happen to say the kingdom of God is here. Well, I'm telling you, it's been here for 2,000 years. Jesus gave us a way out of the matrix. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. See, everybody's looking for a big wow, so they'll believe. They're not going to see it. Just get over it. They're not going to see it. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's just amazing how we stumble all over the simplicity of the gospel. All right. So, what is in us? Whatever's in us, what God has placed in us, can bypass the matrix. If we'll give ourselves to it, see, that means we're going to have to take on a new law that's written in our hearts, not what the law says in the world, Satan's agenda. It's just a matter of coming out of the wrong thinking and speaking patterns and lining up with godly thinking and speaking. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. In the Strong's, that word heart means mind, self, or person. Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guess what this word heart means? Feelings, like Urkel. Feelings, nothing more than feelings. That's it. The mind, the will, and the emotions. Everything in the matrix is ruled by the feelings. Everything in the kingdom of God is ruled by faith. Where you live is according to your faith. Be it done unto you. Right? Isn't that what Jesus said to several people? Your faith has made you whole. Be it unto you as thou hast said. We talked last week about speaking to the mountain. It's not about believing God's words about the mountain. It was believing your words. Your words about the mountain. All right. Let me see where. Let me pick up. Jesus opened the way for us to walk under the kingdom and no longer to be under the matrix. Now I want to read to you a passage out of Isaiah chapter 11. Like I said, I didn't watch The Matrix till after I had this teaching completely done, because I wanted to make sure that what I heard from the Lord, to see how it lined up with what it said in the movie, because the movie's a projection. Isaiah 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. In righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with a lamb. The leopard shall lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. We're talking about the real world here, the real earth that God created before the matrix entered. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Even the disciples came to the conclusion, especially Peter and then Paul, all things, all foods are clean. But it's what you believe about it. Oh, you know what they do at McDonald's, and you know what they've been doing to the crops, and you know what they're doing here, and you know what they're doing there. If that sways you, then you best not. But if you realize it's all a bunch of hogwash, and if you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you, you'll think about it differently. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isn't that amazing? When the word is covering the earth instead of this putricity that we see, then nothing will harm and hurt. The kingdom will manifest itself. It's been here for 2,000 years. It's been suppressed. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar, from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. Shinar is Babylon. He shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. We see that in Revelation. See, when this matrix is gone, the reality and the truth of this world and how God made it will shine forth. I think everybody has it so reversed. This is the real world and we just got to get out of here and get away from it. No. The matrix is not the real world. It's the movie. It's the illusion. It's a projection. It's a propaganda tool to keep you in the matrix and not walking where you should be walking as a believer, receiving everything God has for you. Matthew 19:26, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Think about what Jesus did. How could he do them? Because he was the Son of God? No, because he was not plugged into the matrix. But he listened to the Father and did what the Father told him to do. So what did he do? He taught the kingdom of God. All his parables are about the kingdom of God. Most think, no, it's about heaven. No, it's about the kingdom of God. These are God's ways. He came to show us the Father. All right. Jesus turned water into wine, walked on water, raised the dead, cast out demons, opened blind eyes, opened deaf ears, staunched bleeding, fed multitudes, cast out devils. This was the kingdom operation. Was it just for Jesus? John 14, we'll look at that one, because Jesus said we would do greater works than he did because he went to the Father. That way the Holy Spirit could come into the hearts of all men to do just what he did. John 14:10. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. See, getting the reality of we are the sons of God, and the whole creation is groaning to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Telling you, people think we're going to be raptured out of here, and we're going to all be changed, and we're going to come back with Jesus, and we're going to rule. Talking about part of the matrix. All right, it's time for us to swallow that red pill and no longer accept the blue pill. We are not waiting on the kingdom of God to manifest. It is already here in each born-again believer. This is why God said to renew your mind so that you can know His will. Most people have not done that. In fact, they've gone with the matrix, gone to the established religion and established universities for higher learning. In other words, more infiltration of the matrix. Paul admonished Peter that all food was clean, and he shook off the viper into the heat and suffered no harm. How was he able to do this? He renewed his mind. He unplugged from the matrix. The matrix is the walk of the flesh, and depending on what we can, and depending on it, believing that system and depending on that system. It's not so in the kingdom of God. How to stay out of the matrix. Matthew 6 talks about casting your care. Not taking a thought sane. Not giving a thought about what you're going to eat, drink, or wear. Because it says there are two masters. The matrix or the kingdom of God. How to advance the kingdom of God? Let's turn over to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 is really all about renewing the mind. Because your heart, your mind, it's the mind, is the production center. It's not your spirit, it's your mind. That's what gives us trouble. That's what hinders us, keeps us from moving forward. 55:1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Does that make any sense to you? Not to someone in the matrix, it wouldn't. Because they want to charge the hound out of you for everything. But in the kingdom of God, everything's free. I'm telling you about the replicators. I heard somebody bring it up the other day. When you're in a place where you could replicate anything you need at any time and you have no needs, or wants, or even desires, as far as that goes. How kind of a world would that be? Nobody'd be selfish. Nobody would steal. Nobody'd kill somebody for something. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. We're going to have to learn how it feels to be complete, totally complete, without any lack. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. This is how God has always wanted it to be. It's why He made the garden and put the man in it. Told him to tend it. He didn't tell him to do anything but tend it. And how did he tend it? He called for what he wanted. Just the way God made it. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a lender and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper the thing which I sent it. Do you see here, dominion, how it was meant to be? For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns, you shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar, shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name of renown, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is coming out of the matrix into the homeland, the kingdom of God. I think that's an awesome set of scriptures. This is the blue pill, a genetically engineered simulation. Here is the red pill, the truth. And when you know it, it will make you free. In God's kingdom, they are translated, not having to take a fast jet. Just think about it. Philip was translated in the spirit. In the kingdom, there's not these limitations. That's where the time travel. That's where, I saw a deal yesterday. It was amazing. It was a portal. And it looked like ocean. You didn't see any habitation, but you saw some mountains and water and everything. And you see these little kids there. And all you have to do is touch it, and it'll engage for about 2 hours. So this man and his children went through this portal, and they were testing the water. They said the water was so pure, like it was totally untainted. He said, and there were two sons. He said, I think this is Earth. It's just Earth at a different time. And so, you know, I'm thinking, it's kind of weird, but it was weird. It was just a ring. Looked like a big light. Kind of like Star Trek, where the Guardian, where they just walk right through the portal and go into different times. I've heard that's around. I've heard it is a technology they have discovered. All this stuff comes from God. Most of it comes from Tesla, the original Tesla. All right, in heaven there are no limits. Well, heaven came to earth to show us the way. The Petra song. He came to show us the way of the kingdom. Why? Because we'd forgotten. Because of the matrix. All right, blue pill, fear. Red pill, faith. I purposely watched the original Matrix movie that came out in 1999. After the Lord gave this to me to bring today, here are some of the things that I heard in the movie and my overall assessment of it. At the very first of the movie, when Neo, that's Keanu Reeves, is speaking with Morpheus, that's Lawrence Fishburne, he is explaining the Matrix to him in these terms: the White Rabbit, Alice. Neo falls into the hands of the bad guys, and they bug him with an organism. They shot it into him to track him. Does that sound like anywhere we've been? Morpheus says the Matrix is the wool that has been pulled over your eyes to keep you from the truth. You are a slave. He gives him the choice, red pill, blue pill. Neo is offered a blue pill. You can go to bed and get up and just do what you've been doing and believe what you want. Nothing changes. Or the red pill, which is Wonderland, and you will be given the opportunity to see just how deep the rabbit hole goes. The Matrix is a controlled computer simulation that each person is plugged into. A dream world built to keep each human being under control and transform them into a battery. I've seen some stuff on this, but until Morpheus... He said, they're trying to make you this. You're just used for power and for their resources. They feed off of you. That's what the purpose of the transhumanism is. Me, I've come across some of this info, but I really didn't look into it. This is like transhumanism. Morpheus says that as long as the Matrix exists, men will never be free, and I totally agree with that. In the Matrix, men are grown, not born. It showed babies with all these things being grown like clones. This is the push behind COVID shots to sterilize. In the Matrix, real humans are liquefied and fed to the clone babies that are being harvested. I saw just a few weeks ago, it was a way, it showed in a couple's homes, they had this little egg-shaped incubator, and I guess it'd have in vitro fertilization, and they'd put that into that, and the baby would grow, and they could just watch the baby grow the 9 months. It'd be no more giving birth. Or gay people, you know, having children. All right? It's just a pod. Morpheus believes Neo is the chosen one to set them all free. Neo is clueless. Neo has to battle fear. It's part of the Matrix programming. But he has supernatural powers. Morpheus told him that there'll be a time when he would no longer have to dodge bullets because they would no longer even... It's just like... And that happened in the movie. In fact, he goes to see the Oracle, and she's this little lady baking cookies, you know, and she says, "You're not the chosen one." Well, while she did that, see, he had to be convinced who he was, not take it from somebody else's word, because Morpheus believed he was. So she said that, and he had to let what was inside of him break through that he was the chosen one. He that's in you is greater than he that's in the world, in other words. All his fear, all his programming could not, well, I'm not anybody. I ain't never going to do nothing, blah, blah, blah. That kind of attitude to when he got put in a bad situation, the true inside him came out and the powers with it. All right, the system, the Matrix, is the enemy. Most are so plugged in, they will fight for their right to remain slaves. Kind of like the children coming out of Egypt. Humans are considered useless eaters, and one of the robotic people, after Neo says that a virus would kill them, he said, "Humans stink, but we've concocted a virus to destroy them." This was in this movie in 1999. Eventually, Neo gets it that he is the chosen one to deliver his people, and he begins to act like he believes it. The power behind the Matrix does everything in their power to destroy him, but in the end, he completely unplugs the Matrix. I mean, when he did that and he realized the bullets could not hurt him, those guys that were like robots, clones, they just completely unplugged and just started just falling apart, disintegrating. The movie was over. Does that sound like where we are living? We are the Neos of our time.